Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
And welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I am glad to be back.
Glad to see you here.
Yes.
In person.
Yay, in person. We are live today.
Live in Jacksonville. Yes.
I had my sister in town, Nelda, and we had a fantastic time. I got to get some relaxation in. And went down to Siesta Key. And
beautiful down there.
Oh, my gosh. It is incredible. Yeah. The food is good. The people are nice. And
was it as open with the mask and all that stuff like we have?
No masks when we were down there. And that was prior to them saying no masks. So
they're part of the free state of Florida.
They're part of the free state of Florida, which I appreciate because my sister is not from the free state. And so she really appreciated it as well. So
nice.
A good time was made. And, you know, in between that, I always fit real estate in. And so it was a good, successful trip. And I literally put her on a plane just before I got here.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, how long was she here with us?
Almost 3 weeks.
That's a good long
time.
Yeah,
about 2.5 weeks.
Were you ready to get her on the plane?
No, I was trying to get her to extend the trip.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Trying to sell her a house.
Exactly. Yeah. I was trying to sell her. You got it right. I have definitely been trying to get her. She's been coming out a little bit more because I make excuses. But, you know, when I lived in Southern California, we worked together every day. She was my assistant.
Oh, okay.
And a really good one. Yeah. So we were always together. So we're super close. But, it was great. It was great to have her. And so I'm back, and we're going to be talking all things real estate today. And we have Carl Purnell in the house.
Hey. Hi, Carl. Hello, Jacksonville. Good to be here.
And Carl, if you need a loan, he's the man. Homeowners Financial Group. So, Carl, tell us what is new in the arena of spending money. You're the money man.
Yes, I sell money for a living, so it's a great job if you can get it. But what we're doing now with mortgages, we're seeing rates still creep up a little bit. So keep an eye on it. If you're wanting to refinance, it's probably best to hurry up and get that in order. If you're wanting to purchase, try to find that home as fast as you can because it's going to get expensive as time
progresses. I can't believe people are still doing that. I mean, for me, I guess people procrastinate.
Well, they're always trying to, like you do with the stock market, they're trying to find the bottom. And I'll just wait a little bit longer and it'll go down a little bit lower. And then they miss it and it comes up the other side of the bowl and they need to grab on because it's going up. We're seeing inflation numbers come in. And that's causing
I was able
change.
To refinance, but I wanted to do it one more time. And I waited a few days.
Yeah.
And that's when the creeping up started. So I missed my opportunity to get that second.
That second hit on a good low rate.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's happening to a lot of people. And there's others that are not. And we still have a lot of programs out there. So one of the biggest myths I wanted to let you know that it's out there that you don't need 20% down. There's even programs for folks that have not purchased a home before, money from the state of Florida to help with your down payment and closing costs. So if you can pay rent, there's a good chance you can get a mortgage. So investigate before you sign your next lease. Make sure you investigate if you can get a mortgage. And you can call me at 904-476-5236. Or visit my website at carlparnell.com, and we can try to help you out.
Yes, and you know a lot of people think it's difficult. And what I say is, if you call me, what I do is I will sit down with you. We call it a buyer's presentation, and at Realty Executives, we like to do that. If you haven't bought in a while, we still do a buyer presentation. It's not something you have to sit through that's long and boring. It's short presentation. But what it does is we explain the whole buying process to you. So We explain what it, you know, that you first call the real estate agent. Right. We meet with you. We find out, you know, your wish list, all your dreams for your new home. Right. And then we break it down to your wants, you know, kind of like your wants and your, the things that you can't live without.
Which usually is like numbers of bedrooms because of your family
size. Exactly.
And what area of town you want to be based on your church or work or whatever.
Yeah. And usually what I do is it's like almost like, you know, close your eyes. And what do you see in your dream home? What do you want in there? I want to know everything. If money was an issue, tell me what it looks like.
Right.
And then we break it down to what you have to have and what you can live without and what are the most important rooms and what aren't things that we can maybe compromise in. And so we try to find you everything on that big list, but maybe on a smaller scale.
True.
So a lot of people think that they can't have everything they want. We try to find that. We really do. And with that, in that process, I will normally have Carl there. I will have the lender who will then explain that process to you. Right. And we try to find out what your buying power is.
And that helps you determine where to look, what type of house, what price range to look at. Because
we have to know that. Yeah. It's critical.
Yes.
You know, I had some people that were here from another state. They hadn't gotten pre-approved yet. In this market right now with how crazy it is, and we all know that it is crazy, it's kind of like the rest of the world, I guess. Yep. It all kind of trickles down.
It's all over.
So we need to know what your buying power is. I mean, we've always had to know that, but it's so important now because if you're not ready to pull the trigger, don't even bother calling us. If you're going to pull the trigger in 6 months, we can at least meet with you, do that presentation, and get the ball rolling. But we're probably not going to show you any property until we're at that six-month mark, about 30 days prior. That's how hot the market is. And a lot of people aren't even seeing the properties. They're just putting in offers. So
What I like to do is get a hold of people before they're ready to pull the trigger to buy a house, only to see if they can qualify. Because if you're nearing the end of your lease and you're 6 months away, 4 months away, you wait the month before the lease. You're not going to find a house. B, perhaps you're not financially ready yet. So what ends up happening, you have to sign another lease because you got to have a place to live. But if you get us 4 to 6 months out, we look to see where you are financially. Make sure you're ready, and if you're not, we can tell you what you do to get to that point, determine how much your buying power is, and then we can work with Anita and her team and find you a house when the time comes, because you want to look at least 30 to 45 days out from your lease ending.
Yes. And so we have a great show for you this hour because we have Carl Parnell in the house from Homeowners Financial Group, and so we're going to be talking money. And we're going to be talking appraisals because we're going to do the good cop, bad cop. I think you guys all know who I am. I'm going to be the bad cop. And Carl's going to try to calm me down about the appraisal issue.
And then
we have Ken Hoffman from Lionshare.
Hello.
I am so glad to have you in the house.
I'm glad to be here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I wish Mike was here. We can now, we can talk. Smack
we could,
about
we could call him in if we wanted
yeah
to.
We can call talk smack on Mike because you know he stood me up as usual. He'll have to buy the next beer, I'm sure. But you're probably wondering what's Lionshare. Well, we're going to tell you about it because if you're not doing it, you should be.
Absolutely.
If you're working at home and are used to going into the office and would like to start that back up, but maybe your place, wherever you work isn't doing it, then you want to stay tuned because we're going to have some great information for you on Lionshare. And our office did it. We ended up relocating, and we're going to tell you all about it because there's some great deals at Lionshare. You guys saved me thousands of dollars.
It's a no-brainer when you break it down.
Thousands of dollars. We're not talking a little bit of money.
Yeah.
You guys saved me. Vacation money.
When you look at all the amenities and everything that goes into it.
So stay tuned. We have more for you here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
This is Ryan Profit with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Profit at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
Hey, welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I'm glad to be back. And here in Northeast Florida and back with all of you folks on your ride home. So stick with us because we have a fantastic show. If you have questions for us, give us a call at 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And we had some winners the last time we were live.
Yes.
And they got some Starbucks
and Chick-fil-A.
That's right, it was Chick-fil-A. We talked about that.
Chick-fil-A. Yeah,
so. We didn't want to woke anybody, so we went with Chick-fil-A. And I gave baseball tickets.
Oh, you did?
Okay. I did. Okay. So they go tomorrow, I believe. So hopefully they got everything and they're enjoying. We're going to have a question.
Okay. I have one ready. Did you want to do a historical one again?
I think we're going to do the question.
Okay.
About we'll think of something.
Yeah, we'll think of something.
But Ken.
Yes.
Tell us about Lionshare Cowork.
Lionshare Cowork. So it is a 14,000 square foot facility on Atlantic and San Pablo in the Fresh Market shopping center over there. It used to be Retro Fitness.
And it used to be Retro Fitness
in that little corner right there.
And it was next to the old Stein Mart there on Atlantic and San Pablo.
Yes, in that same area over there. So what we've done with this space was gutted it out, and we filled it full of 32 shipping containers, which we've turned into office space. So not only do we offer the office space, and like you said earlier, you actually got one of our offices, and we're excited to see you move in. But we also do share desks. So if you wanted to get out of the house, like there's a lot of these people working from home, if they wanted to get out of the house, go work somewhere for the day in a nice facility with good Wi-Fi, you can print there, you got bathrooms, water, you free coffee, all the good stuff. You could do that. You could go buy FlexPass and come in there and just get away from the house for a little bit. The other thing we offer is we have meeting space. So if you had to do a conference, you wanted to do a closing, we've got a perfect room for you to do your closings in there.
Yes, I hope those agents out there are listening.
I hope they are too.
Because if you want to do a closing, you guys, the conference room is just beautiful.
And there's multiple to choose from. The other thing is we have auditorium space. We have a 57-person auditorium that's in there that you can reserve.
It's state of the art.
It's very nice. It's very nice. We've spent a lot of time and effort paying attention to all the details and figuring out where everything's going to go and how it's going to look. And
so you can do office meetings there.
Oh, yeah.
You can do training meetings there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, real estate, we always do these lunch and learns. So
a lunch and learn is great.
A lunch and learn is great, especially in that auditorium with the big TV.
Oh, yeah.
You got the big race boards in there. It is pretty dynamic.
It's very dynamic. And we've also, I mean, speaking of dynamics, we've got the podcast room back up in there. So if you wanted to host your own podcast, you can go in there and rent that room for however much time you needed to do your podcast. And, you know, just run the whole thing in one run and then you're on
your way. I might get busy one Wednesday and might have to go hook up with them and do it from the office one day.
It's a very similar setup to this. You've seen it before, right?
Yes.
Yeah, very similar setup to what we have right here.
Yeah, so.
Minus the radio.
Minus the radio. But it's such a neat opportunity because it's, I'll tell you, I saw each phase of the construction. And when you guys brought in the storage units, I'm thinking, oh my God, I feel like I'm going to be like in a storage unit. And then I dropped by again after, and oh my God, was I 100% wrong. It is absolutely gorgeous inside. You guys put that wood up there, kind of like the mid-century type slat wood on these storage containers, and it looks absolutely gorgeous.
It's really hard to describe it with words.
Yes.
So you really just got to go in.
You have to go in and drop by and see it.
Because everybody I've seen that has gone through the front door for the first time, and like as soon as you walk in the front door, it's like, wow. And then you walk back there to the back where all the containers are, and people are just, their jaw hits the floor.
It does.
You know, and they're just like, what did you do to this place?
And then you guys do some type of, I don't know what to call it, silk screening on the glass part of it. They're like sliding doors. So on the glass, and they put your office logo mm-hmm. on it. And
send me your logo. I'll get you one made.
Yes. I know I haven't done it yet, but I plan on doing it here soon. So is all I can say is that if you're out there paying lots of money in rent like I was, and when I talk lots of money, I went from
A retail sliver.
Yeah. Thousands of dollars.
You have your rent space. So just your rent is going to be what $5,000-$6,000 for a small place?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's,
and then you got your commercial Wi-Fi, which, because it says commercial in front of it, costs more.
Oh, yeah. Comcast. Okay.
And then you've got your power.
I shouldn't mention names, but.
You've got your power.
Yeah, you mentioned commercial on anything.
On
I should
anything.
Just say them. It's anything. If
on
it's
anything,
furniture.
Yes.
If it's getting a printer.
And you've got to, yeah, you've got to furnish the place. You need
putting
all
carpet
the printers.
Down.
You need to do the carpet. You need to do the lighting. It's just all these extra things that we take out of that. We're taking all that weight off your shoulder so that you don't have to worry about
I
it.
I can't
and
even.
And then you're left with one simple monthly payment, or you don't even have to do monthly. You want an hourly thing. You want a week. It's okay. Yeah. We can work with you.
I fell in love with Mike the minute I saw him. I thought, this is the man of my dreams right here and now.
Mike's a good guy, even though he's not here right now. He's laughing at me right now.
But the reason why, though, is because he saved me so much money. I mean, it was, if I knew about that when I first started my business, it just would have been so much better.
The co-working arena is still fairly new, so you're still kind of educating the public on these types of things. But once they figure out what it is and what it's used for and how you can leverage it, like I said earlier, it's a no-brainer.
Right.
It's like you didn't even think about it. Like, okay, I'll take that one.
And then you have all these other small companies out there now that are just popping up in real estate. It's like, do not pay for to get a commercial office.
And then if you don't
have
one.
It is the biggest waste of money that I've, it was the biggest waste of money that I did for 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
It was horrible.
For many industries, not just real estate either.
No.
It's for many industries.
No. There's all kinds of businesses
we have,
in there.
We have,
from medical to.
Yes.
To.
We've got commercial clients they're working, their employees are working remotely. And, you know, they'll give them a budget. Hey, I'm going to give you a budget so you can work, you know, kind of, you don't have to stay at home. So you can rent a co-working space.
And a lot of businesses, if you work for somebody, a lot of businesses may give you some money back towards the rent.
Yeah.
So
it makes it that much easier. And then once you get in there, say you get an office, like you got an office, you can still use all the other amenities, the conference room, the auditoriums, the podcast room. You can still use all that stuff.
Yes, and if... You know, let's say your office is clear across town and your business is a lot like real estate where you can go in whenever you need to or whatnot. But you would like to just go in and work in the common area. It's super nice. I mean,
there are people that do not want to leave. They're like, can I stay here?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. You can't live here. We're not zoned like that, but it'd be nice.
Well, what are the hours of your location?
We're open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay, 12 hours a day.
Yeah,
okay.
We're there 12 hours a day.
And would there be someone
but
to
for
show?
But for us, it's going to be 24 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Access.
So for you, you have an office there. You would have 24-hour access.
Correct.
But if you wanted to show a potential client, they would have to come between 8 and 8.
Yes.
Okay, makes sense.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, I can't talk enough about it. Right now, you guys also have office space there at Beach Boulevard at San Pablo.
In Pablo
which
Station.
Is where we're at. Right now, but we are going to be moving here in the next
gotta get
week.
Moving.
I know. We're going to be packing our stuff and moving to the new
yours
location.
Is reserved, but they're filling up fast.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we've got our office picked out. We're going to be moving over, and this next week, my sister's gone, and Betty Layton, she was doing the baseball thing with her son, so she's back too this week. So we're ready. We're ready. We're going to be getting things. Moving here by the end of the week.
Nice.
So we're really happy. And I'm telling you, we're talking a little bit about commercial real estate. And it's mind-boggling what people pay. I would highly recommend that you reach out to Ken Hoffman from Lion Share Cowork.
Yeah.
Or Mike. And we're going to give you all that information when we come back. Here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. But give us a call. Please give us a call. We want to get those questions you have answered. 904-831-0600. And what about those appraisers?
What about them?
They're a pain, let me tell you.
Oh, hey, they're just busy. They're just busy. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Little good cup.
We're going to duke it out when we come back.
Yeah,
here.
Exactly.
All right, get ready for the Jerry Springer-like radio action. All right, here on Rapid Fire Real Estate. Stand by.
600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead with a fierce military offensive in the Gaza Strip. He was pushing back Wednesday against calls from the United States to wind down the operation after Hamas militants had attacked Israel from Gaza with rocket fire. The 10-day fighting has left hundreds dead. Netanyahu's tough comments marked the first public rift between the two close allies since fighting began last week and could complicate international efforts to cease fire. Israel continued to pound targets in Gaza with airstrikes Wednesday, while Palestinian militants bombarded Israel with rocket fire throughout the day. In another sign of potential escalation, militants in Lebanon fired a barrage of rockets into northern Israel. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 164 points, the Nasdaq dropped 3. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. An 18-year-old woman dying after her Toyota Camry collided with a pickup truck on Old Kings Road. Cops say that the Camry was likely traveling at an extreme high rate of speed when the driver lost control. People packed the Celebration Church Arena Tuesday evening for a celebration of life for 13-year-old Tristan Bailey. She was a middle school student at Patriot Oaks Academy, Tristan's sister.
Tristan was one of the most confident, well-rounded, beautiful, smart, and kind-hearted humans I know.
Many people filling the church wore bright shades of white and aqua, which were her favorite colors. A 38-year-old Jacksonville man has been arrested, accused of cyber-stalking a woman after a Tinder date in March. Mike Klein was arrested after the woman started to seek an injunction and then figure out a safe place to stay if needed. And near Pensacola, a man under arrest for allegedly trying to abduct an 11-year-old girl at the bus stop. She fought him off. It was all captured on surveillance video. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
No active accidents, but there is congestion on I-95 northbound approaching the Fuller Warren Bridge. Also, there's congestion on I-95 southbound from Kings Road to Beaver Street. And there's more congestion on the East Beltway 295 southbound from Monument Road to St. John's Bluff. Partly cloudy tonight, low 64. Thursday, mostly sunny and breezy with a high 81.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Congratulations to all of the graduates from Z the Founder at Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street. Z Best Tunis Restaurant with the original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. A pound of gizzards or livers is $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp $9.99. The classic chicken sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z Best The Original.
She's mighty, mighty, just letting it all hang out. She's a brat.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And before we continue talking a little bit more about commercial real estate, we have a trivia question.
Yes.
And if you call in at 904-831-0600, we might send you a small gift. You never know what it's going to be. And it could be.
We might, or we are.
Well, we are.
We are. But sorry. The might is, you've got to get the answer correct.
You got to get the answer correct.
Yeah, well, you might get it if you win. Right?
Yes. Exactly. And, you know, we didn't tell you the answer because I think you know it. So.
I hope so.
Go ahead.
The question is, you know, right now with the Jaguars, we're all yelling Duval.
And we're still yelling Minshew.
Yeah.
Because he's so sexy.
And hopefully Tebow will be part of the team. But anyway, that's another story for us Gator fans out there. But anyway, where did the name Duval come from? Why did we become Duval County? And is it honoring somebody? Is it where's the name come from? And that's the question. Why was this county named Duval? And who is it named after?
Good question.
All right.
So give us a call at 904-831-0600.
So first correct answer, right?
Right.
Yes, right. First correct answer, yes. Let's talk about commercial real estate here. We're talking about leasing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really pushing you guys because it's such an excellent product. And you need to call Lionshare Cowork.
Yeah, you can
drop by and just have a tour during their business hours.
You can drop by during our business hours.
What is the phone number and what is the website?
So you can reach us at 904-719-0209.
Repeat it.
And that is 904-719-0209. Or you can reach us on the web at lionsharecowork.com. That's lionsharecowork.com.
Lionsharecowork.com. Yep. That's pretty easy.
And speaking of leasing, generally when you sign a lease with commercial real estate, you're signing how long? 5 years?
Yes.
It's years.
It's three years or five. You're
3 to 5 years. Okay, right. So you're in that, right? You're in that for that many years. Who knows what's going to happen? We've seen what happens.
Yes.
Anything.
And especially with certain owners out there.
So the other thing you get with Lionshare is there's no commitment. You give us a 30-day notice and maybe you don't like this space for whatever reason.
That's absolutely right. I should have never used the word lease because it is not a lease.
It's not a lease. No, it's month to month. If you can stay there as long as you want, as long as you give us the 30 days notice that you're going to move out, we're good to go. We're happy.
Yeah, you can't beat it.
No.
And it's state of the art. And there's a workout place next door. So if you want to go work out.
Yeah, you can go check out Full Cycle next door, the spin class.
Yes, go do your spin class. You can come back and go in the locker room and take a shower. They have lockers. You can take a shower.
Yep.
You can get all spruced up for work.
Yep.
And you're ready.
I do it all the time.
The coffee's free.
Coffee's free.
The drinks are free.
Mm-hmm.
Printing is free.
It's a no-brainer. You don't even got to think about it.
Yes. And if Mike can get the bagel situation, sometimes he brings his breakfast.
I was trying to work on Donut Fridays.
Yes.
Wow, we're getting to the important stuff.
Yeah, really.
I know. Like, so you can't beat it.
I'm trying to do donuts on Fridays.
So, you know, it's great because when your clients come in, you can offer them, would you like some water? Can I get you something to drink?
And they really appreciate it. Like, they're so happy about it. They're so thankful. And it's just amazing to see the reactions.
So you have two locations. Like, you can be at Beach and San Pablo, or you can go to the Old Steinmart Center.
It's on
Fresh Market Center.
Right opposite of Fresh Market.
Atlantic and San Pablo. And check in and go to work.
We'll see you there.
I will be there.
Sounds great.
My team will be there.
Oh, yeah. We'll see you there, too.
I know. You're awesome, Ken.
Some trivia action?
Yes.
You got the answer?
Do we have Brian on the line?
Yeah, Brian is
Let's
here.
Let's see if Brian has the answer. Right. Brian.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. What's the answer?
I was named after William Paul Duval, the governor of Florida from 1822 to 1834.
You got it, my friend.
Bam.
Well done.
Yes.
Well done.
Fantastic.
So he was a little extra. He was the first civilian territorial governor after Andrew Jackson. So Florida was still a territory in 1822. So he was the first civilian that was in control of the state after the military governor, Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, and I was about 10 then, so I've really looked well
for
my
age.
Yes,
you held up.
I just want to add that in, Brian. But thank you so much. And if you stay on the line, we'll get all your information and send you a gift. Thank you, Brian.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
So,
Mr. Duval.
Another trivia. So now, folks out there, you know why we're yelling Duval. You're doing a gentleman's last name that was our first governor.
Duval.
Yes. And believe it or not, when he was territorial governor, the metropolitan areas were Pensacola and Jacksonville, and Tallahassee was a little Indian encampment in between, and that's why they selected it between the two major metropolises of Florida, long before Miami, Tampa, and all that other stuff down there.
Now, let's talk a little bit about these appraisers, because I am doing, it's my listing.
Okay.
The buyer side is doing a conventional loan. With a local credit union, and the soonest they can get the appraisal done is the end of June.
Yep, and
we close in another 2 weeks.
Yes, there's been a lot of delays.
So as friendly as I am, because I am the negotiator that I am, it's like, well, are you going to pay us extra money?
Yep,
because that's a long time to wait for my people. So you have to make it worth my time. Now, having said that, they decided to waive the appraisal.
Really?
Versus an increase for my pain and suffering of waiting.
So hopefully they're putting a large down payment, so the risk
they
is
are.
Minimized. Okay.
They are. They are putting a nice down payment.
And being conventional,
they can do that.
Credit unions usually keep their loans in-house. They don't sell them normally on the secondary market. So there's more flexibility. If it was an FHA, VA, you really have no choice.
No, you have no choice.
Right.
So we got lucky on this one.
Right.
So he waived the appraisal, and we're going to close on time.
Great. That's great news.
It was fantastic news. Yeah. Yes. And
I had a conversation with an appraiser just the other day, and what's happening is they're getting a lot of business from refinancing, cash out refinances. Most of the time you do need an appraisal. New purchases, new constructions, the lender still needed on that. So there's a lot going on. And what we're seeing is if where your property is located also makes a big difference. If an appraiser, if you're in Jacksonville proper and you can hit four or five houses in one day, because I have one now that's down by Palatka, and it took us quite a while to find someone that's willing to drive that distance.
I had nobody that wanted to do my duplex in Jack's Beach.
Yeah,
that was a problem.
And sometimes it's if they're not comfortable making the offer, because you'll get that with multi-unit properties.
I think it's because
homes.
It may take a little extra work.
Yes, and they're trying to get as much done as fast as they can. So if you're sitting there with 10... you can only do five. You've got to kind of pick and choose what you can do and get it done quickly.
I think it's because they're getting the government check.
I don't think so. And then also what is really interesting, there's the appraisal management.
They've made
companies.
It awfully difficult.
So if you're working with a bank or mortgage company, the federal government put in appraisal management corporations to be a buffer between the lender and the appraiser. So no arm twisting. You can't talk to them. You can't really
exactly. Do people don't realize it's done 100% by computer. Mm-hmm. So you sit there and, you know, it's your lender can't call anybody. They have nobody to yell at except for if they want to yell in their office.
Yep.
But there's no communication. So it's almost like a lottery. You're just waiting for them to pick yours. And
it is irritating.
And you're waiting. Yep.
But
waiting.
Well, actually, today I had one where the company couldn't find someone for Central Florida, a very rural area in Putnam County. So I started Googling, and I found a couple of names. So I called back the AMC, the appraisal management company, said, can you talk to these two people and see if they're willing to do it? And they talked to them, and they found it. But I had to go out and hunt my own appraiser because the appraisal management people couldn't find it. So I got them names, and you can't pick just one. You got to give them several names that are approved for that area, send it in, and then they call them and make the decision. So it's getting very difficult, and I understand, but they're just so busy. So much going on.
So in my situation, we were lucky that it was conventional, lucky that they were putting a good down payment.
Right.
Hence, they know that the house is already worth more than what they're actually financing.
Exactly.
So
the risk
we got lucky. The risk is low. And but if you're FHA or VA... the closing might take a lot longer than you think.
Exactly. That's what we're experiencing.
And of course, I'm only picking on appraisers. I know that they're out there just like us.
They're going to put a bullseye on you, Anita. Be careful now.
I just like to pick on everyone. There you go. Stay with us. We got a little bit more for you here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
We sure do. And if you have any questions or situations real estate-like, give us a call at 904-831-0600. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And we have Jason on the line with an appraisal question. Jason.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. We're selling a condo in Chicago.
Yes.
And we came to terms for $225,000, and we were also agreeing to do some where they would get $6,000 extra after closing by selling it for $6,000 more, I guess. And the I guess they're still doing that. But the appraisal came in at $219,000.
Ouch.
Yeah. So your question and is?
What? So we're basically appraising for $6,000 less than our original asking. What exactly are the options? I guess I don't know what kind of lender they have, but something tells me they're not going to lend a dime more than 219.
Well, lender will base all their lending documents based on the lower of two numbers, the sales price or the appraisal value, whichever is lower. In this case, it's going to be the appraisal value.
Correct.
Then, then it becomes an option. If you want to keep that buyer, you lower your price down to the 219. But if you feel that that's not a just appraisal and you want to keep going, then you could say, you know, pay me what I want and you bring the extra cash to closing. And we're seeing more and more of that.
Especially in this time.
Yeah, this time.
Yeah.
So it's not quite, it's not unusual for them to say, you know, you hold to your guns and say, I'm going to sell it for the price I want. And if you want it, you're going to bring me the extra. And we go from there.
Or waive the $6,000 back. I don't know anybody that allows that anymore of getting cash after closing.
Yeah, that's something I'm not sure.
Something we're not allowed to do. Yeah. So what happens is that money you give back goes towards their closing costs and prepaids. So instead of them bringing in the money at closing, you're contributing towards their closing costs and prepaids. The rest of that would probably be, I don't know, I don't want to use the word illegal, but yeah, it's not allowed.
It's questionable what's happening, but what, yeah, what you would do in this particular case, you could turn around and go back and push to them and say, I still want my price.
Is this a for sale by owner?
No, we have a realtor.
Okay. Yeah. I know it's different in every state, but as far as lending is concerned, I don't know.
It's going to be based on the lower of the two numbers.
And I don't know any state that allows cash back after closing.
Hopefully you mean that you're giving them money towards your closing cost at closing.
Even with repairs, we can't give money back for repairs, but we can have money back towards our closing costs and prepaids.
Right. So
there's a lot that we're giving out of pocket to, I believe it's probably coming out of our actual
your equity.
Home. Yeah, your equity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which that's perfectly allowed. There's limits based on the different loan products, but you can help out.
Depending upon the type of loan he's doing, you can only contribute so much money. That's all that's allowed.
Right.
It doesn't matter what state you're in. But if the price is 219, if the appraisal came back at 219, you can ask them to bring the cash back to bring it up to 225. You cannot give them the $6,000 back and bring down the price to 219.
True.
So the ball is in your park, but it's important to know what type of loan they have, so that way you can make a better decision by having all the facts. Of course, if they're a conventional loan, which most likely they are on a condominium, you will have a little more leeway. But if it's FHA or VA, they're going to go with that purchase price of 219.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Does that help you? Or?
Yeah, it does. And the first feedback from my realtor was they were going to try to discuss this. So you were mentioning how everything's all automated. So I was thinking, well, what appraiser? What are they going to do? Say, oh, let's get you to raise the appraisal by $6,000. It doesn't sound like they can do that.
Well, in our company, what would happen here is if you want to contest the value, then you would push back to the through your real estate agent, and the lender can ask their internal. They have internal controls to look at it, make sure that the appraiser did not miss the boat, meaning use improper comps, maybe use some different numbers they should not have.
And I can tell you that it happens, but it's extremely rare, especially when it comes to condominiums, because they're most likely using the comps. They have to use the comps from your complex first. If there's not enough sold in there, they'll go to the next one that is similar to yours. So the odds of, you know, you fighting that appraisal and having them change it, it doesn't happen. It will delay your closing tremendously because they'll take their time getting back, and then they're not going to change it. So it's just so rare.
And you'll have some real estate agents say, we'll get a second appraisal. You can't get one. Any additional appraisals has to go through the lender, and underwriters are conservative.
Yeah, you can't do an independent appraisal.
Yeah, you can't do an independent appraisal. So, and underwriters go, look, I've got one that says 225 and 219. They're similar close. They'll go with the more conservative number anyway. So just be prepared for that.
If it's FHA or VA, most likely it's going to have to go for that 219. They're most likely using that $6,000 towards their closing costs and prepaids. So if they need it, most likely you're not going to be able to close this.
Well, the contract here, unless if it doesn't appraise, you can renegotiate. So that allows you, correct, he can take back that $6,000.
Well, yes, but I'm talking about if they absolutely need it to close,
yes,
then most likely it's not going to close. You put it back in the market. Trust me, in this hot market, you'll sell it again in no time. And or they can bring in the difference. So you got a few choices.
I guess when we come back to market, if we this deal falls through, we'll be selling it for $219.
Correct.
Unless someone's got a big, that's just what the lender would give. So if they have cash out of pocket, maybe I'll be as lucky as your other story that you said.
Yep. Absolutely. Yes, keep us posted. Love to know.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jason. Yep. That's always.
Yep. And also, Jason, thank you for using your turn signal. I could hear it in the background. So,
I know, I appreciate it. So, I told my sister about that. I said, nobody here uses their turn signal.
I know, it drives me nuts. Yeah, it
drives me crazy. But that's a tough position to be in. But having said that, what's great about how crazy our market is, when it goes back on, it's going to sell. And and why not just put it back on the market for the 225? Because it gives you negotiation room, for one. And you never know if you're going to have somebody who's going to come in and pay cash.
That this is true. And then also, if it's FHA or VA, then he's a little bit stuck because they'll keep that value on record for at least 4 months. So you've got that issue. If it's a VA or FHA appraisal, then he puts it back on the market. Then we're conventional or cash only. So it's just
if you have any further questions on that, Jason, you can always reach me at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And
Thank you for the great question. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good question. It really is.
I really like that one.
And I pick on appraisers. I pick on everybody. it's the old cop in me, I guess.
At least she can't pull you over anymore. She wants you to pull over to buy her house.
Yes.
There you go.
Well, Carl, thank you so much. Carl Purnell, Homeowners Financial Group. And you can always reach him. Give us your website.
It's CarlParnell.com, CarlParnell.com.
And he's the money man.
Yep.
And Ken Hoffman.
Yep.
You're the man.
Why, thank you.
I tell you what, when I see these real estate companies that are opening up a new office and paying that god-awful rent, I've been there, I've done that.
I've seen it.
Foolish. In today's market, it's absolutely foolish because the bottom line is no one's going to come in the office. You'll always have those one or two realtors that come in, and you could do that at a lion's share co-work.
And you're paying out the wazoo for it, too.
All day long. And it doesn't matter if you have 20 agents, 50 agents, how many employees you have. You can still have everyone come in. Yeah. You pay the fee. It's just simple. It's simple. There's no contracts to sign. You couldn't ask. It's easy. It's easy breezy.
Just swing on by and check it out.
Yes.
That's all you got to do.
Put me on your list. I'm going to be coming and checking out.
Save yourself several $1,000s a month.
And the website.
So if you call 904-719-0209, that's 904-719-0209. Or you can also go to lionsharecowork.com.
That is awesome. You can't beat it.
Nope.
I highly recommend it. I'm saving over $10,000 a month by moving there. So thank you, Mike.
I'm glad we could help you out.
Thank you, Ken.
Glad we could help you out.
And we'll see you all next week here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita
Hiles.
You
coming back live again?
Yes.
No, I hope
so. Big case or done.
There you go. Stay safe, guys.
Thanks.